This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Out for your just desserts. It's not just the words. Some of y'all heads up in the cloud. I'ma bring y'all back to earth. It's black back to burn. Y'all talking about out your mouth. I'm not concerned, cause y'all got to learn. It's y'all turned like Detroit Red when his head had an ultra perm. The long walk to burn. Your bare heels so throw on your boots. The game camouflage like army suits. But I can see it more clear cause I came with the coupe in here. Ring the alarm, inform the troops. Send them out into the world. Go to war on the flu. Eye to eye with the enemy you sworn to shoot. Now I'm coming at your neck. Sick of hearing something wrong with me, wrong with you. With a cheek just way too smart to question. The enemy, the brothers of a dark complexion. The governments of the world is shark infested. They have their own weaponry like Sharpton Heston, man. Look, it gets low, man. Low, now I'm talking about.
Talking Heads with Naughty is sponsored by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, J.S. Johnson, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, Russian Ports, and Tropical Gyros.
Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, the Tuesday, December 13th edition of Talking Heads is on and popping. Your boy Naughty in your company right up until 6 p.m. A little FYI for you, I'd like to keep you in the know and get you where you want to go, especially before we get started. Don't forget, Rush Imports, doing big things, all right? Ship and shop for the holidays with Rush Imports. Rates as low as 0.75 per pound, or 75 cents per pound, all right? Order between now and December 21st to be entered into their drawing to win a 50-inch TV. All you have to do is call them today, 393-8346. That's 393-8346. Or WhatsApp them at 422-1325. That's 422-1325. Order, ship, and win with Rush Imports. Big up to my crew over there at Rush Imports, man. Always doing big things. All right? And happy Tuesday to everybody. Hope it's all good for you. The 13th. We're now, you know, less than 2 weeks away from Christmas. You're counting it down. And, of course, you know, we got lots to talk about today. Tuesday is the Freeport Report. We're going to talk to Freeport in short order. Sarah Kirkby from the Grand Bahama News and Darren Cooper is going to be joining me. So we'll chop it up, see all what's going on in Freeport, the good, the bad, and the ugly, as we do each and every Tuesday. We'll be getting to that in short order. But before we get to that, you know, I like to make sure your mind's in a good place. So I got your, you know, brain teaser lined up for you. You're playing for Joker's Wild Party Passes. Great show over there at the Joker's Wild. Tuesday through Sunday, doors open 8:15. Showtime is 9 p.m. sharp. Tuesday through Sunday, headliner Paul Hooper, feature comedian Amy Shanker, and yours truly. Funny show from start to finish. And don't forget, it is 2-for-1 on all locals. 2-for-1 on all locals, so take advantage of that. And we're located between the Carlin and the Beach Tower over there at the beautiful Atlanta. So come get your laugh on, all right? But that party passes for Joker's Wild in there. Got lunch or dinner your choice from Naughty Johnny's in there. All right, and I got some Dunkin' Donuts coffee mugs for you in there. That's what you're playing for. And don't forget, you can collect your prizes starting tomorrow. Right here at the Guardian, and make sure you get them before we go into the holiday break, all right? Because once that Friday rolls in, yeah, the 23rd, can't get them till the next week. So make sure you get them in, you know, before the Christmas. So that's what you're playing for today. You know how to get your answers in. Phone lines are open, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Stream us live. Take us wherever you want to go. GuardianTalkRadio.com. That's GuardianTalkRadio.com. BTC Flow Channel 612. Cable Channel 969. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on. All right. So now. All right. Let me. Texas, you're jumping in already. Great show as usual. Naughty question. Kids today still getting Christmas presents, 5 and 5 grades in school. I remember back in the day, you needed all A's just to get a Happy Meal. The good old days. Yeah, boy, good A's for Happy Meals. You remember that, eh? Boy, I tell you, things have changed. We've rewarded mediocrity too much over the years. You know, we've allowed the participation trophy to ruin a lot of things. Yeah, no, I agree, Tex. I'll bet you I don't think Sam going to see an hour in Fox Hill Prison either. No, sir. But we'll talk about that in short order with the headliners, all brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. Yeah. I don't think he's spent all either, especially when they cry for extradition. What? But anyhow, I digress. Let me hit you up with your brain teaser. This is a good one, man. Recent survey of 100 Bahamians, 50 men, 50 women. Survey revealed that 40%, and these are adults between the ages of 21 and 50, survey revealed that 40% of these adults surveyed said they are embarrassed by this. It's been a lifelong embarrassment, and they blame their parents. What is it? That's your brain teaser. You got between now and the news in the top of the 5 o'clock hour to get your answers in. Recent survey, 100 Bahamians, 50 men, 50 women, between the ages of 21 and 50. Survey revealed that 40% of the adults surveyed said they are embarrassed by this. It's been a lifelong embarrassment, and they blame their parents for it. What is it? That's your brain teaser. Not a big nose. Not a bald plate. No, sir. We got some other ones coming in. Being an outside child, no. Big nose? No, Lord. An overbite? Why are you going to do that? Dress? The way they dress? No. Being broke? Hold on. Who texted me? He did nothing wrong, though. Who did nothing wrong? Texter, you can't be referring to SBF, though. What you mean he did nothing wrong? You don't think the embarrassment, the shame, and degradation he brought to this nation, he didn't do nothing wrong? What? Listen to this texter with jokes. Their parents swing them naughty that they thought the PLP was actually for the Bahamian people. My God, you're all politicizing the trivia question and doing it funny, too. Naughty, that text is being paid, man, to type foolishness. Don't even entertain foolish text like that. Not your name. I think you might need to be more specific with that. All right? But while y'all work on this, we'll work on your headline. It's all brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. All right? And, of course, you know you got the 12 days of Christmas going on at Fine Threads, peoples. Yes, the 12 days of Christmas. Count them down. And as a matter of fact, on the second day of Christmas, which is today, Fine Threads gave to me 20% off suits. You got between now and closing time at 6 p.m. to get into your favorite Fine Thread location, the flagship store, Top of the Hill, Mackey Street, and the Southwest Shopping Plaza location, both locations, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., Monday through Saturday. You got 20% off all suits. I think Freeport's waiting to be let in there, Mr. Producer. Give a gander at the Zoom. I think Freeport's ready to be let on in. So big up to Fine Threads doing it with 20% off suits. Be sure to go in and check them out on that. And I'll let you know what's going on headline-wise. What's blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian News and Views in Madison's 1844. Big, bold headlines and blazons. SBF arrested. U.S. expected to formally request extradition. Let me know your thoughts on FTX CEO to testify at U.S. House Committee hearing today. And that's the company's new chief executive officer, John Ray III. He was appointed after the Chapter 11 bankruptcy proceedings began. He's very thorough. He did the Enron bankruptcy. He's broken down this whole thing. If you look at the information that's been put out in this Chapter 11, very thorough the way he's broken it down. I see why our AG is so frustrated. I don't know why he's taking him on, though. Mr. Ray is very thorough, very sharp. And a lot's going to come out of this. Trust me. Pintard says was loose with the truth. Opposition leader Michael Pintard yesterday accused Minister of Works and Utilities Alfred Sisse of being loose with the truth, disingenuous and misleading Bahamians over Bahamas Power and Light's fuel hedge program. Let me know your thoughts on that. Police officer and his cousin charged with murder conspiracy. Police officer and his cousin were yesterday remanded into custody after being accused of murder conspiracy. Prosecutors say Corporal Darren Davis, 47, and Stefan Davis, 27, conspired to murder Jason Wheel, a senior clerk at the passport office on December 2nd. Read more there. All right. They embarrassed, they taught them what PLP. Oh, God, you're really freaking out today. Naughty was fun for many whilst the money flowed. Real estate agents, donation receivers, 6% commissions by the lawyer, photo ops with the MPs and PM. Wonder what they all have to say now. They trying to kill my plants and exhume and take them 2 days to offload the boat. Pussyfooting around. But wherever that came from, they need to hurry up and offload the boat and exhume, people. I don't want them to kill your plants. Naughty question, why do you think they keep on talking about what your boy Sam is wear? They thought he foolish enough to wear Versace in court? No. Let me just say, sometimes a lot of people who have money are very cheap. You know what I mean? If you look at Sam, it's in his nature to be cheap. Dress down. He ain't got to dress up. That's how the rich. And you think they broke? By wearing flip-flops, baggies, and a t-shirt, and sleeping on bean bags in the office. No, well, y'all got some of these questions right, but not completely. Y'all a little off. But I digress. Let me know what you think of the headliners, all right? Try them on in. Because this isn't going away. And again, like I said, this day was coming, and we should have been in front of this thing. We should have been proactive, not reactive. You know, our AG should have not been doing the hokey pokey at the press conference, being evasive, being broad, deflecting, blaming everybody else except SBF and FTX. Taking on John Ray III, the new CEO of FTX, and now here we are. For the majority of this, our prime minister has been traveling. We've had nothing of substance said on the matter. And we've been playing catch up. We've been playing from behind. Instead of being proactive, we've been reactive once again. And it's going to be to our detriment. Because once again, internationally, the ish has hit the fan. And someone who we gave carte blanche has come in, defecated all over us and all over our brand, and is about to just keep on moving. And we're stuck, left to clean it up, footing the bill with the damaged brand. And now people trying to distance themselves from it. No, you can't. This administration was all over FTX, every photo op possible. So don't run from it now. Get in front of it and get in defense mode and let's stop our brand known as the Bahamas taking the damage that it's keeping taking. Because of his criminal involvement, the Bahamas government should immediately revoke his status. He is not a Bahamian citizen. I will see how much integrity the government has in deciding what to do. Boy, this got shades of Robert Vesco written all over it. And if you're too young, Taxi, to know about that, Google it. You'll see what I'm talking about. Naughty Sam ain't cheap. You forgot he got more land than Columbus. And expensive land, too. For real. No, not broken dialect, Dexter. Blinded by the billions, the hastiness to approve his investment company, these were some of the issues involved with FTX. I also agree that the SCB failed. Crypto is complicated, and the due diligence should have been deeper. Texter, I agree. We should have done our due diligence long ago, especially if there was loopholes in our DARE Act and so on and so forth. You know, we dropped the ball on this in our own right. We could have been more proactive than reactive again and done our due diligence up front. Because sometimes if it sounds too good to be true, then maybe it isn't good enough to be true, if you know what I mean. Maybe it's not. But once again, that continues with the legacy that we've set. Joe Leader, Robert Vesco, the Shah of Iran, Somoza, okay? Hirachi, Nygaard, Kozny, the Wisefish brothers. The list goes on and on. Sam Friedman has just been added to the list. Billy McFarlane's another one. Yet another crew that has come here, taking advantage of our naivety and our lust for money and quick deals. And here we are, again, egg all over our face. Some would say something else, not egg, and I agree. So we're going to slide out of the headliners, all brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. And don't forget, second day of Christmas at Fine Threads, 20% off suits. Be sure to check them out on that. Let me slide on in to the buzz. All brought to you, of course, by John's Shoes. And John's reminds you, it's Christmas time, and they got all your needs covered. Great selection and great prices to meet whatever your holiday wardrobe needs may be. For parties, church, dinners, club, or the beach, John's has something for women, men, or children. And need a gift someone actually could need and actually want? Get them a pair of shoes for work, a bag, or a gift card. Costume, jewelry, and small home appliances available as well. And don't forget, they got great deals going on Sperry, Timberland Pro, and Clarks. In style, just in time for Christmas for men. Small toys for the children while supplies last. So be sure to check them out, both locations, John's Plaza Carmichael and the flagship store over there on Rosetta today. And I'm opening up the lines right now as we buzz. And what's the biggest buzz on your radar, callers and texters? Is it this SBF situation, the FTX fallout? You still got issues with what's going on in the House? What's your take on the stance of Mr. Sears? You know, let us know. Was buzzing. A lot of eyes been buzzing. The potholes, still a big topic of conversation. Naughty, it could be because he had to submit that he had an entire full-fledged board of directors with chairmen, chief financial officers, all that good stuff, and he didn't. And we didn't do the due diligence to check that, did we, as well? Boy, we let him get right away with that. Naughty, could you use your high-level connections to get me two of those Range Rovers bought before the government? Give them to who they want. Give them to, okay. If I, you think I could authorize for you, I could try to authorize for me. That's arranged, bro. Naughty, where's your Grandma Boy critical thinker who called the Dare Bill crap one day on day one in 2020? Let's ask him to explain why he saw this coming when the world didn't. Guess because he is a Bahamian, we say, how can he possibly know even with evidence of him saying so? See why I, as a young digital native Bahamian and other Bahamians, are trying to escape this cave? Hey, texter, guess what? Just for you, I will get my boy. As a matter of fact, let me show you. This is how we roll. I can give him a buzz right now. That's how we roll. And we're going to make it happen. All right, so text, I'm going to see what I can do to make this happen. Mr. Producer, you see how we wrote? In this Grand Bahama report today. C. Allen, you're on the radio live, so please, no jokes. But listen, this your boy Naughty. Hope all is well with you. You good?
I'm good.
All right, listen, I got some texters asking for the critical thinker to make their input, man. Pertaining to the Dare Bill and why you called it crap on day one and your whole take on all of this. So can we line that up for tomorrow?
Yes, I can. I'll make sure I'm prepared because it's interesting, it's very damaging to us, but like you say, and I put it in the crisis mode, but crisis is an opportunity for us to rethink this thing.
All right, so tomorrow it is, Seattle, and I'll see you. Okay, my brother? Greatly appreciated, man. There you go, texter, all right? As you asked for it, so said, so done. I used to deliver better than the government. 4 p.m. tomorrow, C. Allen's going to be my special guest on an open line Wednesday. We're going to talk the DARE Act. We're going to talk the SBF arrest. We're going to talk the FTX fallout. And we're going to break it down and see how we can turn this negative into a positive, if that is a possibility. So for all of you young digital Bahamians, y'all remember Uncle Naughty Gotcha? You know, a talk show to lock through when you want your answers right away. And you got a whole special episode tomorrow, all right? That's yelling all right with me, man. He's always been bringing it for a long time. So it's all good. Listen, I don't care if the important thing is Cialen was eating a bucket of KFC. The important thing was he was eating KFC, Dexter. Don't get critical that he was eating. It was Kentucky that he was eating, and that's all that matters, KFC or nothing. Okay? All right. Tell KFC you need a bucket. I can get you a bucket, because, boy, look here. You try me every day. You don't win nothing, but, boy, I tell you, try it. I like it. Anyway, Mr. Producer, let's get to the break, man. All right, and we'll take the first break here. On the flip side of the break, I'll hit you back with the global warming. We're heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less, and then we'll go straight to Freeport. We'll check in with Sarah Kirkby from the Grand Bahama News and Mr. Darren Cooper. We'll chop it up, see all what's going on in Freeport as we do each and every Tuesday on the Freeport Report, the good, the bad, and the ugly. All coming up, what's going on in Grand Bahama on the flip side of the break as the Tuesday, December 13th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going home. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Burger King wants you to ride into the holidays in style with a brand new 2022 BYD Han all-electric sedan from Easy Car Sales. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Just upgrade your favorite combo for one ticket, or double your chances with the King Combo, or triple your chance to win with the purchase of a BK family deal. It's electric at Burger King this holiday, where you get the chance to win a 2022 BYD Han EV sedan when you upgrade your combo at Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
We know how important collecting your money can be to the success of your business. Start your relationship with Fidelity today so that we can show you the many options available to you with our merchant services. From click and pay options online to merchant terminals and e-commerce options. We're here to help your business succeed. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-667. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit any of our branches.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
This is Erin Green, wishing you and your family happiness, peace, and mangoes this holiday season and throughout the new year from Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
All right, we good now. Talking Heads. Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, the Tuesday, December 13th edition continues right now. As we get up into the global warming, we're heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less. All brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. And listen, man, they got them festive feasts going back on for the Christmas. That's what I'm talking about. All right? So you definitely want to take advantage of that, all right? Because they got it all going on for you right now. For a limited time, every KFC 8-piece festive feast mega meal includes a half-gallon Pepsi and a reusable drink bag, perfect for your next festive get-together, all right? Christmas is coming, and your fingers are tingling for the KFC flavors that bring us all together this holiday season. So make this a finger-licking good Christmas with the KFC Festive Feast Mega Meal, packed with 8 pieces of juicy fried chicken, family fries, 4 buttery biscuits, 1/2 gallon of Pepsi, and the new reusable bag. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this? Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Good day.
Hey, what's happening, my brother?
Listen, I understand. The thing is, I would like to know how many other Bahamians might have applied for this kind of regulatory capability before Assam. Probably none. But you must remember now, the young man is a Jew. Sorry?
But like you said, so that means the connections run far, deep, and wide.
See. They don't
When mommy and daddy, you know, fund the campaign, you know, campaign contribution, big campaign contributors to the Republican and the Democratic Party, we ain't going nowhere.
Right. You see?
You know, they say an extradition is a nice way of saying, Sam, come home, sit down, and tell Uncle Sam everything you need to know. And then you can walk on off wherever you need to go and do food however you want to do again.
We'll figure out a place to put you, but you must think about money the way we do. You see, money is something we worship on this side of the world, right? But you see while he's walking around, you know, so cavalier, the money is not really, I don't think, what he was after, you know. When you really think about it, this boy's after something bigger than money, but he just stumbled in the when he realized that, you know, what, this thing coming down on me. But listen, do you know of any Bahamians who might have tried to get that kind of license, and they were denied, but this boy was able to walk right in. Or
that's a good question we need to ask.
Or did they design this their act just for him?
Ah, boy, look here. When you said that, the gasoline just started to make the fire go a little hotter, I believe.
All right, you have a nice day.
And stay off the dark web. Be safe, my brother. Yeah, man. So let's have a gander. We got another call? Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this? All right, we lost that one. All right, so let's check out the global warming that's heating up the planet in 60 seconds, and that's all brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. Kanye West has been named the anti-Semite of the year, and the vote wasn't even close. Wow. You got a lot of Karens around America upset. A lot of Karens around America upset today. Oh, could Kanye win it? I know why they gave it to him. Oh, God. The Golden Globe Awards nominations were announced yesterday, and as they hope to make that awards show relevant again, they'll be presented January 10th, and it's back on NBC Peacock. Banshees of Inisherin leads the nominations with 8. Actress June Blair died last week at the age of 90. If you're old enough, you'll remember her playing David's wife on the old Ozzie and Harriet TV show. In real life, she was his wife for 14 years. Pete Davidson and Emily Ratajkowski are said to still be going strong. Bob Barker, longtime host of The Price is Right, just turned 99 yesterday. And you know what they gave him? A brand new car! You know that was coming. Georgia Holt has passed away at the age of 96. While she was an actress, she was perhaps more famous for being Cher's mom. They say that Ozzy Osbourne has been struggling to walk since his most recent surgery. Paul Sadas, a member of 3 NBA championship teams and LeBron James' first coach in the league, has died at the age of 79. I had the pleasure to meet Mr. Silas, Coach Silas, when my good friend Stacey Augman played for the Charlotte Hornets. Karen Bass has taken the oath to be the first female mayor of Los Angeles. Caller, I see you. I'm coming to you right now. And found at the bottom of the largest lake in Norway, the wreckage of a ship that could date back to the 30s. In almost perfect condition. All right, let's go to the phone. And that's a wrap right there on your Global Woman. We're feeding up the planet in 60 seconds or less. All brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Good evening, Nani. How you doing?
What's happening, Sparkalicious?
Very good, buddy.
What you got for me?
When I hear these people talk about fraud, corruption thing around this world, I'm a person that likes to watch a lot of sports and a lot of news. BBC, not just CNN and Fox. And when I see some of the things that's going on around this world, and then they use this word corruption, fraud, and so forth, some of our leaders in this world are leading countries. They're the biggest forces around, you know. They got wars, but they continue to make sure these wars continue and go on. Because war, to me, is a big business.
That's a big money maker, man. How much money did Halliburton make during the Desert Storm and all that?
Okay, but lives of people, women and children going to school have a bomb dropping on them and killing the whole city.
The bottom line, the dollar. That's all they care about. Money, moolah.
Because of all the war states right now, the gun manufacturers who make all the guns, they would have nothing to do it. The people making all them jet fighters, them aircraft carriers, those big bombers, and bombs, and the ammunition, those people will be out of job, right? I mean, that millions of people will be out of job, right?
Yeah, man.
So, and plus, the billionaires that have investments and shares in these companies that do that.
They need a return on the investment, so war is good. It's profitable. So, he'll be off, Sparky. That ain't a change. That's how it's been all the time.
And then I watched a video the other day about Africa itself. Africa is one of the richest continents on the earth.
Right.
I'm a big nation from America.
Controlling the wealth of Africa for years from time immemorial.
You got America, England, Europe, Russia, China, all the biggest nations are in Africa, and they take in every bit of natural resources that they can find. Oil, gold, diamonds,
right.
Ruby, platinum. That's what they're there for. They're not different people. They got nations in Africa where you see the farmlands that are people are starving, walking from city to city, and they give it rambles.
But Sparky, I get your point. What you're making about Africa, but
guns to kill poor people.
Right. Well, obviously, like we said, war is profitable. So if you don't have war, you don't have those guns, and you don't have innocent people getting killed. But you also have investors and people who own these companies and arms dealers that won't make money. So they're going to agitate for it.
Before I go, these nations, they come down on poor little nations working hardly. They starve you when they want to starve you. They take your money away from you when they want to take their money away from you. And when they're looking for a criminal, they come into your country looking for this criminal. And most of them are some of the biggest criminals in the world. Most drugs
headed to America. Sparky, we get all of that, man. But at the end of the day, and I know what you're trying to posture and say this, guess what? This administration was over every photo op with SBF and FTX there was. You can't run from that now. Yeah, there's corruption in America, but there's also corruption here. And we have individuals that practice corruption in the States that we let carte blanche come in here. And no offense, use my boy, but individuals like you will defend the political party of the day that allowed them to come in and hit me up for 5 to 7 minutes telling me America got corruption. We know that, my brother. Now tell me who can win the Laker game tonight.
Well,
use my boy, Sparky, but I got to call him. Yeah, man.
But you can't defend your boy
right now because we call him Photo Op Phil. Every photo up there is, Philip Bird Davis is on, including Snatch Up with Sam.
Boy,
and the brand known as the Bahamas got nanny all over it. I hate to say it like that, but that's what we got.
But not only that, we got our religious leaders and me up in these pictures too.
Yeah, but Sparky, I ain't worried about America. I don't live in America. I live in the Bahamas.
I'm worried about here.
Right, but anyway, I got to get the Freeport, Sparky. Drink a brown bottle for me and call me tomorrow to pick up this conversation.
No, I the old people say I have the wagon.
Yeah, I don't believe that at all.
I have the wagon. I need to get killed last night.
I show up at 4 brown bottles. Well, 6, you drinking, 4, I drinking, 2. I know how that go. I gone. Let's get the Freeport. All right, man, we got to get to Freeport right now for the Freeport Report. We want to welcome Sarah Kirkby and Darren Cooper to the show, as always. And, of course, it's all taking my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break with me. That's what they're doing. And don't forget, they got 3 great signature lattes going on to welcome in the holiday season for you down there at Dunkin'. All right, so you definitely want to try the peppermint mocha latte, all right, the toasted white chocolate latte, and the brand-new brown sugar cookie latte, all going on for you at your favorite Dunkin' location. Downtown Bay Street, Paradise Island, Palmdale, Brennan Road with the drive-thru, east through. Carmichael, the newest location, and out at the airport, pre-clearance, post-clearance. So no reason for you not to be running on Dunkin'. All right, Sarah Kirkby, Grand Bahama News, what's going on?
Hey, darling, how are you?
My deepest condolences on England losing in the World Cup. Misery-like company, come on over to the Losers Lounge. We're drinking sangria on the Spanish side, which y'all want on the British side.
Well, I have to say, I have a half-sister who's from Argentina, so I'm a little bit happy today.
Oh, yeah, you're trying to milk it. That's not going to last too much longer.
You got to take your wins where you can.
Yeah, so. Pick your spots. So what's going on with the Grand Bahama News? Bring us up to snuff. As you know, each and every Tuesday, got the supplement in the Guardian, and it'll continue as long as y'all keep spending the money so you get the supplement. So what we got good,
that's right.
Good, the bad, and the ugly.
I'm listening to you because the people are buying the paper. I'm very excited. We're doing well. We still need a lot of people to know about it, but we're getting there. And I know we're getting a lot of support from NASA as well. And there's people that tune in every Tuesday to listen to us, especially my friend Jasmine at Bahamas Waste. So we have to say hi to her. But we got some good news. It was good and bad. I dealt with the SARS order for Grand Bahama. We had some support for it that felt it had gone on long enough through the chamber of commerce, and then there's a lot of small business people, personal homeowners, who do not feel it has been long enough. There's still a lot of people struggling, so we have a story about that today, and it's a mixed review. I think time will tell when, as you know, you've been talking to Abaco about this. It's how you have to drop the information in. Now, I've got my own personal issue. I'm bringing some tiles in, and I missed the deadline, and I now have to go get the form filled out, and I will see how the process goes for me. They've been very nice at the Ministry of Grand Bahama. As I understand it, I have to take in a form, a letter, and a previous approval form, a letter, and my new items that I'm trying to bring in. But I understand that then has to go to NASA to be approved. So we'll see how long it takes. I can't say I'm not worried about that.
I know, that's a red flag right there. That will make you scratch your head a little bit.
Yeah, so I'm hoping it's not an arduous process, and that it goes well, and that both customs and the ministry are speaking to each other. They seem to be pretty good here, so I'm hoping they've worked that out. It's just the process of getting it approved, and I'm wondering how long that will take. So,
You know, process. And listen, you call Abaco, talk to Roscoe, talk to Daphne, all right?
I've been listening in on their calls, and you know, Daphne DeGregory.
Brace yourself.
I know. It's very scary. And there are a lot of people really who have been struggling, because obviously right after Dorian we had COVID, so people were locked down and you weren't making money, and you can't rebuild when you don't have the money. So
no,
it
can't.
Is a big, huge issue, you know? And then also you had the problem with shipping. Getting the items here and then finding the items as well is also a problem. So you have all of that. So that, you know, we're dealing with a lot. People are still hoping that the government will rethink this option. And you can read about that on our article today and have your say on Guardian Online as well.
And I see some other things going on. You got the promised modular units for the Ram Memorial Hospital. They're what, expected today, tomorrow?
They cleared the land for it, and they really need it, because they're using the emergency area for intake to put COVID patients. And so that is not a place where people can go in anymore and sit and wait. So people are waiting outside, which is really horrible. There's barely any chairs. So they're really in a struggle situation. So they do have a whole foyer. I don't understand why they're not using it, but I'm not in charge at the RAND, so I don't get to make that decision. But I do believe they are trying to make these changes at the RAND. They have been keeping us up to date, so you can read about that there. They're hoping to get these modulars in to make a big difference with spacing and also giving them some additional beds, which they need. But luckily for us, we also have Doctors Hospital coming on island, and that's going to make a big difference for the medical world as well. They've also opened a clinic down in West End, so I know that's making a difference there too. But we do need some work at the RAND, and it's good to see that the Minister of Health, who is former Minister of Grand Bahama here, Michael Darville, is trying to get things moving at the RAND. So push and push. We really do need
from Grand Bahama, man. I mean, at least he could do his push for Grand
That's
Bahama,
a Grand
you
Bahama
know?
Boy, yep.
And
exactly.
He should be. All right. Yeah. So,
and then the good news, obviously, for me as a theater person who loves
the Regency Theater.
Yeah. It was an amazing opening. Let me tell you, these kids that you see, that if you look in the paper, you'll see this lovely kid, Preston and Alfred Anderson, Preston Knowles and Alfred Anderson, they have worked their butts off to get this theater back together. There's an old contingency that has always been in the theater and keeping stuff going. And they kind of walked away a lot after the storm. And these kids picked up the mantle, and they have rebuilt this theater with a shoestring budget. They've had to take out the stage. They've had to take, I mean, we have a gorgeous theater that is a full operating theater that is phenomenal. And we had to throw everything out. It was heartbreaking. But when it happened in Dorian, you can't go back to the people that are rebuilding their homes and ask them to come and help you rebuild a theater.
No.
I mean, that's just, you just can't do that. It's not the right
but
time.
But I'm glad that it got rebuilt because we lost, not really to a hurricane, but obviously, you know, to the property being sold and so on and so forth. So we really lost out on our theater here. And I'm glad to see that the Regency is there to provide entertainment for Grand Bahama. How many seats does the Regency hold, Sarah?
It holds 350. And then when we have the side chairs, it's up to 400.
Ah.
It's a beautiful theater.
So I sure we could cram 500 in there for a comedy show, right?
I see it happening for you. It would be wonderful to have you here. Yeah, we need the laugh.
We got to bring the Wise Guy Entertainment brand to Freeport. It's long overdue. You know, certain people think they got a monopoly on comedy in Freeport, but no, we can't let that fly no more. Yeah. We got to get Wise Guy down there and bring him, you know.
There's so much history in our theater, and Rupert Hayward did a great job as part of the reopening, talking about his grandfather, Sir Jack Hayward, who really kept the theater going. When they first had this, it was in an airport hangar, and they used to have to stop the show when the flights would fly over because they couldn't hear anything. So it's got real history of
man, it looks
Bahama
like, and theater is always great for comedy, man. So definitely.
Oh,
let's talk. I have with you and a couple other people down there in Freeport. Maybe we need to do a thing in the new year.
Yeah, definitely. I see that. And I'm there to help you. I have not produced or directed a show in a long time, so I'm back in.
Boom.
I'm just so proud of you. Yeah.
I like it.
And then the other story we have is the bone fishing one. We really have seen a resurgence of bonefish, which is great. We lost, a couple of our bonefish places, including I can't think of the name. That Alzheimer's is kicking in on me today. Deepwater Key. There we go.
Right.
We lost that in the hurricane. And so it's good to see that the other lodges have come back. So there's a really great story about bonefishing. And bonefishing is a huge fishing business. And so it is a multi-million-dollar one. So it is great to have that back. These people fly from all over to come and fish these flats. And the gentlemen who are experts at bone fishing are so great. They, you know, so it's great to have it back. So it's a wonderful story to read about. And then we had so much going on this week. We did a little compilation of our business general in town. We had the Minister of Youth, Sports, and Culture, Mario Boleg, there about the National Youth Guard Program. We had a dedication that will be happening for Dr. Keva Bethel at the University of the Bahamas Northern campus. And we also had a lovely donation from a young student to the Cancer Association and a walkabout in the Port Authority. It's been lots of news.
Busy.
Got that all in here.
And we got Darren with us today as well.
We do. So Darren's going to tell you
the good
and the bad and the ugly.
No, thank you for the good, Sarah. Now, Darren, what's up, my brother? Lay the bad and ugly on me. What's happening? We got the Pollyanna report from Sarah, so now let's get to it.
Good afternoon. I'm getting excited listening to Sarah with some of the things that she was talking about.
Speaking of excited, though, young man, you need to stop getting on so bad on these videos. I keep getting mad on these talk shows. You should be on. You should be getting on bad. You should be throwing blows.
No, and that's why I want to go back to something Sarah talked about. It says out of form, you know, and it's so disheartening when we hear people talk about, oh, it's been around so long, go away. You know, we have to take into consideration that we, the Bahamas, was under a COVID lockdown. And so we got to, if we want to be fair to ourselves, we got to eliminate that from the whole three-year process that we are being beaten for.
Mm-hmm.
And understand that people are still trying to come to grips to where we are in Grand Bahama and in Abaco, because while we were shut down, businesses weren't paying staff. Businesses would have closed, staff members would have lost their jobs. And so they're really just trying to catch themselves. And so we should eliminate the 2 years from.
Right.
We like to talk about COVID, we like to talk about Hurricane Dorian, but then we don't like to give the props where it needs to go. And so the government should consider the SARES order form for those two particular islands that we are talking about. If they want to be fair and want to be just, I would ask them the question, Naughty, where is their heart and where
is their compassion?
Where's your compassion? Because you want to beat us for 2 years where we were shut down and weren't being able to do anything. And so I think it's unfair.
And my biggest concern now,
in the race with the Sayers auto farms, I don't have any farms. I'm not trying to get anything in. I am all of those things. But there are people.
But
like
Don, my concern is this: when it's now broken down to an extension period, and then it becomes a case by case basis, like how it is in Abaco. That's red flags to me, man. I want all Bahamians to benefit.
That's red flag, but it's also red taping what Bahamians have to go through again.
Right.
Waiting on process for approvals, waiting on this, if I feel good, and if you are part of the governing party, probably we might extradite and get it done expeditiously. But it has to be, and I blame us, the Grand Bahamians, and also Abaconians, because we lay down and allow it to happen. We've allowed the government of the Bahamas to end the Sayers auto farm, and now you're saying it's on a case-by-case basis where we will consider these approvals. Now, I know that there are persons who are still getting these approvals. I saw an approval came to my desk just now, a few minutes ago, for a car. They're not even printing the paper. They're writing on a piece of paper, approval, and then stamping it. So I can tell you how tacky. Yeah, I have one on my desk. They're writing
on
it.
Man, and see, when people say this is a tuck shop administration, they get mad, but that's how you run a tuck shop right there, man.
Well, they write on the paper, Naughty. I can WhatsApp you the paper. They write
I'm surprised
it.
They're using ruler to write on said paper.
but you know, I'm remaining optimistic and hopeful for Grand Bahama. I'm trying to stay as positive as I can. I am one of those Grand Bahamians that are now developing disappointment in this government. We are still doing what previous administrations have done. We've ignored the voices of the people. We've ignored meeting with the people. And if you are who you are, if you make a noise like a Darren Cooper, you're blacklisted, you're probably ignored. But that's fine, because in another 5 years or another call election, these same voices are going to be the voices that you're going to want to talk to, and you're going to want to be able to listen to, and you're going to want to be able to sit down.
And you're going to want an endorsement from.
It can be too late.
I mean, I my big concern, like back to the Sayers thing, though, I've gone through it every Monday on my show, Darren. That's kind of what spawned the Freeport report. So we did, you know, Abaco on Monday and Freeport on Tuesday, and we pushed the Grand Bahama news. And now to know that y'all are faced with that is crazy. I got in-laws, I got family in Freeport. Freeport and Abaco should have been rebounded. Both of them are great contributors to the bottom line. I'm lost as to why that's getting lost in the message here. You know what I mean? The faster we get Abaco and Freeport on their feet, the faster we all benefit.
And you know what is so sad? That this government didn't see the need to extend the surge order form.
Right, they wanted to shut it down.
You just relaunched DRA in these two communities. Just relaunched this program that you had shut down for 14 months when you came into office. This is the same government that had their big week-long gospel concert, Remembrance Week,
right,
and promised to do some things, and nothing happened other than a gospel concert.
Pomp and circumstance. Like I said, this is a photo op administration. They love the pomp and circumstance of politics, but I don't think they like the grimy, put your shoulder to the wheel portion of politics.
And Naughty, I want to say this on your show, and I want to let the Bahamas know that Darren Cooper has no intentions on slowing down no time soon and getting tired no time soon.
Don't.
So the cheaper they get busy in being able to hear the concerns of the people. The Prime Minister of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas said to a Darren Oswald Cooper that he will fight and he will work for Grand Bahama in particular. This is what someone tell me. This is what he said to me.
Well, do you see anything?
Grand Bahama will be his focus. He ain't been here. He had a meeting with us from he won.
So,
he asked us to give him a chance. We did that. He's not returned to hear the concerns. We have many customs issues. Come January 2nd, customs are going to make brokers around the Bahamas purchase a system that
yes.
will cost them thousands
right,
of dollars.
Right, and it doesn't even, the click and clear works perfectly. They don't need to change it. I've had a million in customs brokers come to me and talk to me.
And you're telling me that you're going to be the prime minister to listen to the concerns of the Bahamian people, but yet we can't get a, but I think.
But now, my question.
I could confirm that he has.
What say?
I think the prime minister changed his number on me because I can't get him on the number. I could get him to join the election.
He turned Jerry Roker on you?
Yeah, he changed his number. I ain't getting him.
Now my thing about it is this. You mentioning the fact that the customs brokers have that issue. My question is, why are they switching the system? Who's now in charge of the system? Who's benefiting from the new change in the new app?
But let me say this. They're not changing. What they're doing is, Click Declare will remain. But they're saying that the government has been losing money because of Click Declare. Well, Click Declare in the government view to us was the savior to custom. So now they are making us buy a software that's going to cost, and guess what? Only two companies are being recognized by customs to build this software, okay? So the software is, the start price is $4,000, and depending the system you need, $1,000. You have to pay a monthly maintenance fee on this software to the software builder, and then you got to pay $450 per person to
train to be able to use the software.
So the question is, who in the Ministry of Finance is getting the kickback, throwback, and turnaround from this system that they want us to buy, the Bahamian people, when Customs or Ministry of Finance should buy the system because they need it, not us. We don't need the system.
They need the system.
And they need to protect their revenue. We're doing our part, and they're not doing. And the thing about it is this. When we submit entries to Click Declare, it is the job of a custom officer to review what we submit. So if we submit wrong documentation and wrong classification, it is their job to pick it up. Clearly, we ain't doing it right, and they ain't doing it right. So why should we now have to suffer for what they're not doing?
No, do better.
And Nick Miles was naughty. Road traffic gone up. I'm a franchise owner. So my franchise fee per plate gone up $20 per plate.
But I thought they wasn't taxing and raising things, man. They was trying to keep it off the back of the small man.
They said this is for the Bahamas. No new taxes in the previous budget, but yet we see a bunch of government ministries creating now new taxes. The driver license gone up. Licensing of a vehicle gone up depending on the class.
Soon they try to charge you for oxygen if they could.
I could tell you that.
Anyway, we got to get to the news, and I appreciate both of you chiming in. Can we get you guys back in here next Tuesday real quick before we get to the holidays?
Let's do my best.
Yes, sir, I will. And I like chasing Darren down. That's my new job.
But chasing down, make sure we get him on for next Tuesday as well. And Darren,
He was ready today.
Keep on fighting. Keep on keeping on. Keep on chopping. Small axe chop down big tree. Always remember that.
And thanks for always checking for us.
Thank you.
No problem, man. Always good to hear from you guys. I appreciate you taking time out of your schedule. And I'll talk to you next Tuesday. All right, we got to get to the news now. But good stuff. And Darren, I will follow up on that Click Declare situation. I've been hearing it for weeks. And it's out there now, and it don't make no kind of sense. Quick break. On the flip side of the break, we get to the news. Big up to Freeport again. Thank you, guys, and we'll talk again next week. Mr. Producer, let's get to the break. And on the flip side of the news, we talking sports as the Tuesday, December 13th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Off the holiday season with Dunkin's 3 delicious signature lattes made with rich espresso and topped with whipped cream. Sip a Dunkin' peppermint mocha latte with mocha and peppermint, or try a toasted white chocolate latte with creamy white chocolate flavor. The new Dunkin' brown sugar cookie latte features notes of sweet brown sugar and holiday spices. Hurry in today. The Dunkin' holiday lattes are only in town for the holiday season. The holidays run on Dunkin'.
Refined style with elegant taste, the fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? Then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles. We cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's. Where we put fashion at your feet.
Percy Simon Games has a list of names. Who will get the cash? Yeah. brought it back. 20 gets you in, 12 is the win. Right now we'll put money on your book. You can have a very Merry Christmas. Island Games can take care of your wish list. 12 is a cash must with Percy's Island Games. It's the game you know, the friends you trust. You may play with them, but you win with us.
For every $20 deposit, you're entered to win cash.
Christmas coming here.
Christmas is coming, and your fingers are tingling for the calf together this holiday season. Enjoy a festive feast mega meal, packed of 8 pieces of juicy fried chicken, family fries, 4 buttery biscuits, and a half gallon of Pepsi in a reusable bag. Available for a limited time, these reusable drink bags are perfect for your next get-together. Have a finger-licking good Christmas with KFC.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Talking Heads with Nati is sponsored by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads Department Store, J.S. Johnson, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, Russian Ports, and Tropical Gyros.
Tuesday, yeah, the Tuesday, December 13th edition of Talking Heads continues right now. We're up into the 5 o'clock hour, 5:13 p.m. is the time, waiting for Pearly to zoom in. We got Pearly zoomed in yet?
Been here, brother. Ready on time.
What's going on, Pearly? Everything cool?
Everything quiet. Argentina is all but it's listen, all about. SCA listen, and Argentina. Oh, my goodness.
Listen.
Showtime.
All I want to tell you is, just how you felt yesterday, and you said, hey, that's a point. Don't belabor it. Let's cut to the chase. It is what it is, right? Well, today I wear that hat, okay? I went out in a fantasy playoff by 0.30 of a point.
Naughty. When I saw that, I was like,
Don't even. So shout out to my boy Avala Lockhart, big time Dallas Cowboy. If I got to go out like that, it is what it is to a cowboy. But I'm telling you, man, that dude worked voodoo. Cause you know when you tied. Hold on, you down 3 points. And you got your starting running back, Ramondre Stevenson, who's been getting you points all year, who got you to the dance. Go down on the first play of the game.
That's what cost me in that league.
I would have rather been blown out. However, the same way I got unceremoniously booted out of that playoff run, right? I sneak in to another tree in good shape. In good shape.
Yeah. I'm looking on the our playoffs don't start for the NFL draft until next.
The other league started a little earlier because the guys wanted it to be out of the week 17, week 18, you know, scenario with people benching and not being playing.
Now, see what I like. Let me tell you what I like about that. My team built for fellas who ain't make the playoffs and who better try, who fighting to make the playoffs. A lot of these guys' team built on fellas who ready to make the playoffs and some fellas can get rest in week 17.
Yes, sir.
That's how I lost.
Yes, sir.
That's how I lost the whole championship the last time.
And I want to let
Kamara got rested. Kamara got arrested and someone else got arrested and I lost to my nephew by about 20 points just because of that. These teams I have built, they built with, I got some players who will still be playing in week 17.
Listen, I had six. I had six teams that I started with. You know what I mean? Made the playoffs with three. And I could have made it with four. And defended my championship in the press box league. But I figure, you know, when your wife plays in the league and say, if I'm not going playoff dancing, you're not going playoff dancing, we'll be both at home at 7-7, brother.
Yeah, but I put something on Chef. I put it on Chef.
No. I know, but you put it on Chef. You know what it is to get snatched. And she tell me, Cole, I don't go to the playoffs. You don't go to the playoffs. We will stay home together.
You know, that's why, you know, it sometimes it's nice not to really date a girl who really, you won't even qualify you because she with you. Other than that, Then you have an independent thinking wife like that who's got a whole different team than you.
Yeah.
Don't blame her.
But guess what? She know full well. I said it with a smile. I said, actually, I'm jicking you. I don't care. Every chance I get, I'm jicking you. You're not going to keep me. I'm jicking you. I love you, but I can jerk you.
That didn't come across quite well over radio this time. Let's put that. That didn't come across quite well.
No, folks know exactly what I mean. I'm putting the best lineup in, and I'm not even answering. When you ask these little questions late at night, boy, sweetie, that running back. You know who tried to get Kenneth Walker before anybody else got Kenneth Walker? Okay. Week ahead. You know what did me in last night? And why I love MJ so much? I had a comeback going in that game with Connor. From the Cardinals, because, you know, he scored, he had 80 yards rushing, had the receiving.
Oh.
I get within 2 points, you know what I mean? I'm saying, all right, man, all you got to do is get in garbage time, you're going to get it. Here comes Hunter Henry with the 40-yard complete.
Yes.
He's laughing
yes.
in the back going, dummy, you didn't know why I picked him off of waivers. Arizona is the worst defensive team against tight ends. I knew it was only a matter of time. I was like, I love you and I hate you all at once.
But when Stevenson went down, that's when I lost. I lost by, just how you lost by 0.3, I lost by 0.5.
He did it. Now, will I pick him on my team next year if the opportunity rises? Yeah, because he got us there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Boy, that was a joke. Boy, that was a hurt.
That hurt. And guess, in another league, I put a beating on my son without Kyler Murray.
Yeah, well, you ain't going to do that no more.
Nope. But I beat it. So I in my family league, it's like me, my sons, you know, cousins and all that stuff. And our playoff league is myself, my son Trey, my son Vincent, and a nephew. My nephew is the defending champ.
Wait, that's a family league. That's that.
We eliminate all the other cousins. They mad. They cuss it. So yeah. it'll be an all Thompson championship or a Turner Thompson championship.
Yeah, we'll keep an eye on that.
Thompson is one of the championships because Trey and Vincey playing each other. So there'll be out of that, and that semifinal, one of them will probably end up playing me.
Well, I'll be honest with you. I don't want to talk fantasy no more until later.
I'm excited. I'm excited in two leagues. I'm in the semis. I got to play the fellow who finished the best record, but I got something for him.
Don't worry about that. Go ahead and rumble, young man, rumble in that league. I always could be there with you, but. 0.3 of a point. Boy, look here, boy. Listen to me.
Naughty, I felt for you. When I saw the score, I was like, oh, my God.
No, I
felt bad in the other league. I felt so bad.
I normally go and I'll kick the neighbor's dog. You know what I mean? But last night, I walked over and I let the neighbor's dog kick me. That's how bad that felt, boy.
I know the feeling. But it is what it is. That's the fun of fantasy. That's what I love about it. That's fun. Anybody take it serious and get all that, you know, it's fun. It's good things.
It is, man. But at the end, we just got to keep on keeping on. That's why, if you're a fantasy football player, that's why you wait for the shortest fantasy season of the year. You go hard. Yeah. You go intense. And you have moments. Because just how I lost like that, I've won like that before. So I can't be mad.
Yeah.
You know?
I know the feeling.
And I'm locked and loaded in the ones that I'm in. Team's looking good. They've been winning. I rode one on an 8-game win streak to the championship. But the highest scoring title in the league. 8 straight, you know, finished 10-4. Ready to go for the playoff. Solid. I got no problem.
That's good stuff. I like that.
You know, when your team looking, you know, there's certain teams you look at and you say, boy, set it and forget it. I can ride with this until the wheels fall off.
That basically, yeah. And guess, look at this part. Bench Russell Wilson, and he decides in 1 week I bench his.
That's Russell for you. He'll do it for the last 4 weeks now, too.
But anyway, started Trevor Lawrence and then
smart man. Anyhow, let's jump in today in sports history. All brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Well worth the trip out there to the Old Fort Shopping Plaza Monday through Friday. Great for lunch and dinner. Then on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, great for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Breakfast starting at 9 a.m. And don't forget, happy hour every Wednesday, every Friday, 5 to 7 p.m. at Naughty Johnny's. All right, and on this day, December 13th in 1936, the Redskins played their last game in Boston. The next season, the Redskins began playing in Washington, D.C., and they're now known as the Commodores. 1949, the American League rejected a revival of the...
You're mixing them up with the singing group, man. The Commanders. Don't call them the Commodores. They can't sing.
Oh, the Commanders. My bad. They said the Commodores. They're much more on my mind than the Commanders. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
You think of music, you think of Commodores. You can live with that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But them Commanders could be... Anyway, I got to say.
Them Commanders could be dictators in the long run. And nobody likes a dictator.
They may help me. They may help me out. I might become closet Commander fans at the end of the season.
Right, help the Dolphins get in the playoffs. Eh?
No. Help. Don't worry. You look at it. That's your last game of the season, right?
You're not even going to be close, brother. We got a two-game lead now. When you are losing Buffalo, when you are losing New England and the Colts, it's going to be four games. Four. And if we happen to buck out to win one of these games down the stretch, we still got you by three.
All right, we'll see.
I'm just being diplomatic about it, but I'm getting the recipes together, getting the hickory, getting the coal. Man, we have a nice aroma when we cook that, when we light that grill up, man. Trust me. And we have the Dolphin theme song playing in the back. That'd be great, man. We have an awesome time. Awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. All right, on this day in 1956, this will make you feel better. Jackie Robinson of the Los Angeles Dodgers was traded to the Giants for pitcher Dick Littlefield and $35,000. Robinson retired instead of accepting the trade. Because Robinson retired, because Jackie retired instead of accepting the trade.
Okay.
See, I'd rather retire than be a damn giant. Say, what I look like to you, Willie Mays? Hey, speaking of Willie Mays, that might be one of the greatest catches ever in the history of baseball.
Like you'll never see a move like that ever. You'll never ever see the Dodgers trading to the Giants.
Never. But that catch that Willie Mays made, though, that over-the-shoulder catch, that's still one of the best ever. I saw it out on the highlights the other day.
Ever.
All right, 1966, ever. The rights to the first four Super Bowls were sold to CBS and NBC for a total of $9.5 million. 1973, Detroit became the first.
More like 9.5 billion now.
Yeah, right? Detroit became the first city to receive a franchise for the World Football League. 1983, an NBA record was set when the Detroit Pistons and Denver Nuggets played a triple overtime that resulted in the Pistons winning 186-184. And I remember that. I watched that game. That was in 83. That's when the Nuggets had all of Calvin Knott and Kiki Vandeweghe and Dan Issel and Fat Lever at the point guard. You know what I mean? And they was putting up points, but at the same time, that Pistons team had all of Isaiah Thomas, Kelly Trepuka, had Bill Laimbeer, had a couple Kent Benson, and they was pouring in points too. I remember that game. Not a lick of defense was playing. 2010, the New York Giants and Minnesota Vikings played at Detroit's Ford Field. The game was moved due to the collapse of the inflatable roof at the Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in the Mall of America Stadium the previous day. 19, and I don't know why they put 2010 there out of nowhere, and they got still some other dates to go, but anyway. 1986, Dwight Gooden was arrested with four friends after police officers stopped his car in Tampa. Gooden later pleaded no contest and received 3 years of probation. 1995, Paul Coffey of the Red Wings became the first NHL defenseman to reach 1,000 career points. 1998, Gary Anderson of the Vikings kicked six field goals against Baltimore in the game. Anderson set an NFL record for 34 straight field goals without a miss. 1998, Marshall Faulk set a new Colts record for total yards from scrimmage in a season with 2,090. The previous record had been held by Eric Dickerson with 2,036. And in 2001, Michael Frank Goodwin was arrested and booked on two counts of murder, one count of conspiracy, and three special circumstances, lying in wait, murder for financial gain, and multiple murder in connection to the death of Thompson and his wife Trudy was shot to death in the driveway on March 16, 1998. Thompson, known as the Speed King, set nearly 500 auto speed endurance records, including being the first person to travel more than 400 miles per hour on land. And your sports quote of the day, I know that I'm never as good or bad as any single performance. I've never believed my critics or my worshipers, and I've always been able to leave the game at the arena. Charles Barkley. And if you listen to him as a broadcaster, it's pretty much just like that.
Yeah. But Naughty, what I found amazing, and you said that the fella spent $9 million for the right to the Super Bowl that year.
Uh-huh.
ABC is paying $110 billion for 11 years. So they're spending $10 billion a year for the Super Bowl. From 9 million to 10 billion.
That's crazy.
That's amazing. We're talking to someone today and I say, I can't fathom the people have that much money.
Yeah, you could fathom it and they spend it too.
Wow.
And they don't even flinch when they do. They don't flinch. Not in the least.
Yeah.
Like Jerry Jones says, man, I've never had a figure that I was afraid to write on the checkbook. When I open the checkbook, we're gonna write a figure. It don't move me. Whatever the figure is, we're gonna write it.
What's up, mate?
He's not scared. Jerry don't flinch, but Jerry will write a checkbook. Speaking of Jerry, man, as we slide out of home court and into the we gotta get into the home court, but when we get into who's in and who's out, we got T.Y. Hilton making his debut in Dallas, signed as a free agent wide receiver.
No, not making it. He made the debut yet. He signed a contract.
Yeah, he'll make his debut this weekend, though. He's at practice tomorrow. Say they're going to get him in the game on the weekend. So we'll see exactly what is what.
That's good. That's a big boost. That should be, if he gives you an inkling of what he's good for, that should help you all a lot.
It should, but at the end of the day, you know, he's got to be in shape, and he can be injury prone like before. But I do think he can help a lot.
Yeah, you guys survived the injury bug. I must give Dallas.
No, hold on now. We just lost Terrence Steele on the weekend to the MCL and the ACL. Now, yes, we do have Peters there as the replacement. We're getting Tyron Smith back, so we are lucky in that sense, Pearly. But we've been hit by the injuries.
You guys have dodged the injury bug. Come on, man. Come on, give credit. Come on, you have dodged the injury bug this year. You've been a fortunate football team.
Yes, we have. That's true.
That's good. That's good. Because that's the teams that stay healthy are the teams that win. That's just good.
You have no control over that. You know what I mean? That's just part of the game.
That's why I say you have no control over that. That's why I said teams that have survived and the key players stay healthy, that's luck. That's fortunate. You know, and because you got because you don't have to worry about the fellas you want to put that will take you to where you want to be, are playing every game. Playing the most downs, shoots. You can't beat that with three sticking a row.
Well, real quick on the local scene, brought to you by KFC Nassau. You know, we got Don't Blink going on. We got the celebrity game on Wednesday. Then on Thursday is the kids clinic. And then, of course, Saturday is Don't Blink, the actual event, the Home Run Derby out there. All right, on the Montague Four Show, as always. But don't forget, the BAAA has aggressive plans for track and field. The board paves the way forward for the next 4 years. So read that story there, especially if you're interested in track and field. It looks like the board getting ready to do big things. Got quite a diverse board.
Congratulations to the re-election. D'Amico Rhea was re-elected, correct?
Yes, sir.
Congratulations.
And keep an eye on that. We also got the Chick Charney Challenge is back on. I know Chester Robards is ecstatic about that. They got it set for January 28th, 2023 at Clifton Heritage Park. So let's have that should be awesome, as always. A lot of people enjoy that. And the Bahamar Junior Tennis Clinic are deemed a huge success. So that's definitely a good look.
Okay.
And I'm glad to see tennis bouncing back as well, too. And they have stuff going on at the BLT Extensa. They got tennis going on.
They usually have a New Year's tournament, correct?
Only in December and January is the only sports going on is tennis. So you got to get out and support that for sure.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get to the booster. We'll get to the first break. On the flip side of the break, we'll slide on out and get into the who's in and who's out. All brought to you, of course, by Tropical Gyros. And guess who's opening in R&D? Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, guess who's opening JFK? Tropical Gyros. Yeah. Chef Coma. But listen, and you had him in a playoff game yesterday. Who won that one? You or him, man?
Okay, I spanked him. I spanked the man right up.
Oh, so he in the loser's lounge with me in that league?
Yeah.
Oh, man, me and Chef gonna have libations and we can get off on you all in the chat. Misery Love Company, oh, God. Me and my good dolphin brethren. One of the few dolphin brethren that I like. You happen to be the other one, Pearly. But I don't tell you that.
Thank you very much. Then
you think you're special.
Thank you very much.
Anyhow, go cook something in the air fat fryer on the break, and then on the flip side of the break, we'll jump back out, get into the Tropical Gyros portion of who's in and who's out. Go ahead.
I'm trying to remember the score. I wanted to rub it in a little bit. I can't remember how bad I beat them with the young man.
Anyway, you know what? Now I got a text right here. Now, hold on. Chef says, Chef, I on here. I got to listen to this on the break. But I got you, Chef. We can deal with Pearly. Yeah, listen, Burley, in that other league, but you still alive?
It was 119.1, 119 to 102.
All right, but listen, I will let you know something, though.
0 points from Kyler Murray.
I will let you know something. In that press box league, Chef has sipped from the golden goblet before. I have sipped from the golden goblet. We are champions. There has never been a two-time champion in that league. Be careful. Chef and Patrick Mahomes does not become the two-time champion of the press box league.
It won't be this year.
You got to make sure he don't get two before I get two, Pearly. Make it happen.
It won't be this year.
But be careful.
All will have one next year. All of us will have one, and we'll see who get two first.
As long as Chef got Patrick Mahomes and he got Tyreek Hill in that lineup, buddy, trust me when I tell you, he potent. Let's go to the break.
He wasn't potent enough this weekend.
Anyhow, you want your gyros? You better shut up.
Christmas is coming and your fingers are tingling for the satisfy your cravings. Get that fried chicken holiday vibe with a juicy KFC Festive Feast Mega Pack. Loaded with 8 boneless KFC bites of 100% white meat, a chicken leg, mashed potato with gravy, corn, a biscuit, a delicious guava dessert biscuit, and a mega-sized Pepsi. Have a finger-licking good Christmas with KFC.
With fine style, with elegant taste, the fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video, want to step out and look great, then fine threads is your place. With fine style, with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place, is your place, is your place.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, George is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with George's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online. www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
Kick off the holiday season with Dunkin's 3 delicious signature lattes made with rich espresso and topped with whipped cream. Sip a Dunkin' peppermint mocha latte with mocha and peppermint, or try a toasted white chocolate latte with creamy white chocolate flavor. The new Dunkin' brown sugar cookie latte features notes of sweet brown sugar and holiday spices. Hurry in today. The Dunkin' holiday lattes are only in town for the holiday season. The Holiday Dunkin'.
This is Juan McCartney, and I am wishing you and your family all the happiness in the world this holiday season and all of God's abundant blessings in the new year. Here's to hoping you have a great 2022.
Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. And don't forget the final 10 today. We got Michael Fabiano, Sports Illustrated, Waiver Wires. Yeah, man, he's beaten down. He playoffs now. He might need to grab one or two people. Some injuries popped up. Be sure to check out Michael Fabiano on the ride home. That's Waiver Wire. All right, for all you fantasy football aficionados. All right, then. And don't forget Rush Imports. Ship and shop for the holidays with Rush Imports with their rates as low as 75 cents per pound. Order between now and December 21st to be entered into their drawing to win a 50-inch TV. All you have to do is call 393-8346. That's 393-8346. Or WhatsApp 422-1325. That's 422-1325. Order, ship, and win with Rush Imports. All right. Let's slide into the Who's In and Who's Out segment, all brought to you, of course, by Tropical Gyros. And, of course, you know we got that Tropical, I think they're open now, but I think the grand opening is on Wednesday. So you definitely, we're going to be there, Pearly. We're going to be there for that. Big up to Chef Comer and the crew, all right? And big up to the crew over there in, you know, Rosetta, Mackie and Rosetta. You will always be my original Tropical Gyros crew. But you know your boy living the best. So that JFK is going to be a lot more convenient for me. Now, I'll visit you all every once in a while now, just so you don't miss me. But that crew out there, JFK, gets to know me and Pearly really, really, really on a regular.
They're probably glad you go. They probably, them, that crew and fam, they're probably glad you're leaving, because you know anything. I ain't going to say why. But they're probably glad you're going down JFK.
You're just a bitter dolphin. You're just a bitter curmudgeon because you're Dolphins trail my Cowboys actually, by
not,
two games.
You know, it's not the Dodgers that really have me bitter right now. It's the my Dodgers that have me bitter right now.
That's what it really is. Hey, what happened? More
it's
leaving
really
like
what it is.
More people leaving like Israelites out of Egypt. What's going on, Pearly?
I try to figure out. You know, I know that the Dodgers have aspirations and will sign the two-way player Ohtani or Ohtani, whatever his name is, from the Angels. But I mean, come on! All these big guns go through. They have not made one move. I think we're going to sign Justin Turner. We're going to bring him back, I think. But other than that, man, I'm very upset. I'm upset. I'm pissed. We got talent. We finished 23 and a half games above San Diego, so they got to improve by that amount. It'd be interesting to see. It'll be interesting. We still got, the core is great. The core is great now. You know, Gavin Lux, Will Smith, Freddie, and the great Mookie, be great, but we'll see how it goes.
Y'all trying to get Xander Bogaerts?
Actually, Swanson out of the shots about Atlanta is really the front runner. That's really the front runner.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the front runner.
Man, I don't see what happened. LA for the last couple of years, people seemed like they wanted to go to the Dodgers in flux. Now, all of a sudden, you see people leaving them in flux.
It's not that people don't come there. Now, understand Los Angeles, their motive operandi and their policy. We're not going to take a big-time pitcher for more than X amount of years. We're not going to sign people. We would never go after Judd and sign him for 9 or 10-year contract. Never. Not at his age. We would not have done that. We would not sign Verlander, something we would have done for a 2-year deal. The most we would have offered Judge is 4 to 5 years. And Dodgers, that's how they spend their money. They spend plenty of money on you, but they send it in the term that it makes they get their value while you get your money. They don't have a problem paying extra $10 million for only get you for 2 years, as for paying you, let's say they wanted to they want to sign Naughty for $15 million. They'll give a Naughty $20 million for 2 years as they're getting $15.5 million. They'll do that. So it wasn't as if fellas didn't want to come. Fellas is looking for long term and looking for paydays. And a lot of those guys who are free agents, just basically going to be their last major contract.
The last hurrah.
A lot of us looking for that long term contract. If Judd had signed a 5-year contract, that would have been his last contract like that. So it's best that he took the contract that the Yankees gave him, which was in the best interest of both teams. He's going to retire Yankee. He can switch to strict DH and stuff at a certain time, and if his fielding skill diminishes in any time because of health or age. So I thought it was a better deal for him to stay a Yankee. A much better thing for him to stay a Yankee. But when you look at who's gonna be in the free agent market next year, the Dodgers could be banking for that. Ohtani can be, and there's a couple other players on the Dodgers will spend money to get. They're going to have it. So they may bet to listen, we have a good enough team to make a run for the Super, make a run. And then probably will make a trade or two in midseason, trade deadline. And they'd probably see how the team is, see how Vargas comes out, see how they got about 6 fellas who are either going to be rookies or second year players who can be an impact player, who can start in some major league teams now, who may just be there. So, as a fan, I want to see them big more.
Yeah.
Realistically, I know how good my team is. But as a fan, I want to see some good moves. So And I think they would make a move. If they see where they're going, which direction they're going, they'll make a move prior to the All-Star break or prior to the trade deadline.
Some sad news I got for you, Pearly, out of the SEC. Mississippi State University head coach Mike Leach has passed away at the age of 61.
Long
situation, suffering from complications from heart condition, and he suffered a heart attack over the weekend. It took about 10 to 15 minutes to actually get him attention. Medical condition, but we have learned today that Mississippi State head coach Mike Leach has died at the age of 61. The school announced on Tuesday that Leach died due to complications from a heart condition. Mike was a giving and attentive husband, father, and grandfather, the Leach family said in a statement. He was able to participate in organ donation at UMMC as a final act of charity. We were supported and uplifted by the outpouring of love and prayers from family and friends at Mississippi State University, the hospital staff, and football fans around the world. Thank you for sharing in the joy of our beloved husband and father's life. Very sad situation. Mike was a great college football coach.
Yeah, and the good thing about it is the team, the players, 100% of them agree that they will play in the bowl game on January 2nd.
I
think that's a fun. That's something he would want them up to do. That's something he would. I'm sure he would want them to be playing. And I hats off to them, and you know, prayers go up for them and for the team.
Listen, this just popped up. Carlos Rondon prefers the Yankees over anybody. Could be leaving the Giants.
Yeah, that's possible.
Now, here's something that we saw last night. You mentioned Kyler Murray out for the season. But back to the NFL concussion protocol, Pearly. Had a situation last night in New England. Receiver Devontae Parker has called out the NFL for its handling of the concussion protocol after he suffered a head injury in Monday night's game against the Arizona Cardinals. And had it not been for teammate Nelson Aguilar, who was signaling whistles to officials to blow the whistles, they were going to run another play with him on the field with his bell rung. He suffered a heart in the first quarter while making a catch and showed signs of a concussion. But he remained in the game and was set to take part in the following play, even though teammate Nelson Aguilar was signaling officials to blow the whistle. None did. The Cardinals challenged the catch, which stopped the game, and Parker was subbed out. He was later ruled out with a head injury. So he went on Twitter and said, look, please tell me. Do your effing job. Please tell me. So, you know, if you're a player, you do want to have the confidence in officials that are supposed to do one job to spot for concussions or head injuries, that if you get your bell rung.
I thought people up in the skybox were literally actually a whole group watching for the situation.
Right, especially since Tua. And then, you know, here we go again.
Yeah.
So you got to keep your eye on it from a distance.
Hope he's going to be all right. Yeah.
Now, talk briefly on the Lakers there, Pearly. As we slide at the basketball, they won against the Pistons. They're now 11-15. They split the road trip. But when you look at the box score from last night's game, Anthony Davis, 34 points, 15 rebounds, 7 assists, 12 of 18 shooting, 10 of 12 free throws, 1 block, and some steals. 2 steals.
Yep.
All right?
Yep.
Now you look at LeBron. Yep. 35 points, 5 rebounds, 5 assists, 14 of 24. You know what I mean? 1 steal, 1 turnover. You got Lonnie Walker, the third, playing good ball. 18 points, 2 rebounds, but he's playing, you know? High efficiency shooter, 7 out of 10, you know what I mean? 4 of 6 from the 3-point range. He's really blossoming in L.A. He's filling that spot that Malik Monk left void. I regretted losing Malik Monk, but hey, Lonnie Walker is actually playing solid ball, maybe even better than Monk was playing in that position.
And that's a possibility. But you know, to go back to LeBron, I almost said the wrong word on radio. But to go back to LeBron,
they need to trade him now.
But my point is, if that's the role he's going to play in the Lakers, then I'm fine with that. Let him do that. I don't think you can get a trade from him. So, I mean, that ain't going to happen. So let's put that out of our heads. I can save that little bit of bread for something else. But I think if it continues in the role that they're doing now, but he's with the role he's doing, I think he's getting, 35 minutes? All right. So he had 35 points. But if he continues in the role that he's playing and the leadership role stays at AD, I'm happy with that. I'm happy to be Westbrook is coming off the bench.
If he could acquiesce the role of big dog to AD and let him do what he does, I do like it. And then you can now make a trade with possibly Westbrook for other pieces, or if you keep him, coming off the bench. You've got smaller pieces salary-wise that could get you some players that actually could help.
We actually debated pretty good basketball. It's not championship. It's pretty good basketball. It could be a team that could make
But if you look at the league, the league is mediocre at best in both divisions.
So I right now, if this league could ride this team out as it is now, and this finish the league the season out like this, and then I think Westbrook will never come off the books anyway this year, right?
Yeah. He'll be ride out of there.
Save your picks, ride it out and see what you can do in the offseason. But you'll have money to spend in the offseason. You can go buy some players that can be available next season.
This is true, boy.
And I think, and I'm beginning to feel and think that that's the avenue the Lakers is about to drive down. Because it's quite obvious you're not going to see anything big happen. No other big moves going to happen, anything like that. But you might be, and the team is gelling the way it is playing now. They're playing the respectable basketball. They aren't cussing them stink every night anymore. So if there's going to be that, and they're going to be playing like that, let's ride it out, see what happens. And then you get all this money free next year to spend and try to do some things and bring one or two players in there to ride out homeboy last couple of days as a Laker.
I bet you. I got to remind you that we got the picks coming up. We got 7 big games in the NBA. I think 7 or 5 big games tonight. Let me see. How many do we have on tap in the NBA tonight? On tap in the NBA tonight, we have 1, 2, 3, 4. 5 big games on top. So we'll get to them in a second.
Okay.
But of course, before I get to that, I got to remind you, man, it's all about the Island Game, and they're going to reward 78 patrons this holiday season with $250,000 in cash prizes. Here's how you enter. All patrons who deposit $20 or more on their verified account during the promotion dates will be automatically entered into the promotion. Patrons can enter as many times as they like. However, they can only win once during the promotion. All right? For more information, simply log on to theislandgame.com. And the Island Game always reminds you to play responsibly. All right, we got 5 big ones tonight, Pearly, in the NBA. Let's have a gander. And okay. I think we got some good ones to look at. You could watch some good games tonight. You could take some in. All right, you got the 7 o'clock game. You got the Kings and the 76ers, which is a very solid 14-11 Kings taking on the 14-12 Sixers. Guess what? Give me the Kings in this one.
I give me the Sixers in this one.
Give me the Kings. I like how they're playing. They're playing good ball. Warriors and the Bucks. I like the Bucks at home in this one. Yes, the Warriors are improving, but the Bucks are still,
the best team in basketball.
Basketball right now, playing at home. Suns 16-11 against the Rockets 8-18. I like the Suns in this one.
Me too.
Pelicans and the Jazz. I'm going to ride with Zion and the crew. They're 18-8. Surprising 18-8.
This game is just growing. This game is growing and growing and growing. And he's sending some serious messages out there. I like that.
And then finally, at the 10 p.m. game tonight, you know what? We're watching Celtics and Lakers in Los Angeles.
I tell you what. Let me just do this. This is my upset of the night.
Bye, Dan. If you can do it, I can do it too. Heck, the Lakers. We're in the upset.
Let's see what happens.
I don't know if it could happen, but it could happen. So let's roll with it.
Let's see what happens.
Don't forget,
I'm excited that Argentina, the Cinderella run of Croatia came to a halting stop today.
3-0, and Lionel Messi was a big part of it. Lionel.
Yes. He's actually become Argentina's all-time goal scorer in World Cup history with 11 goals.
Listen, I'll be honest with you. Had a conversation yesterday with some soccer aficionados. And I told him, I said, listen, y'all are really, really, really doing a disservice to the game of soccer. Yes, you can talk about you can talk about Ronaldo. You can talk about Messi. You know what I mean? You can talk about Cristiano Ronaldo and all of that. But don't you ever start that conversation when you want to talk about the GOAT. Okay, without putting Ronaldinho in that conversation.
Oh, of course.
Ronaldinho was a magician. Ronaldinho was a beast. Ronaldinho was married to 2 women in the same house, and they was happy. Ronaldinho is a beast. Okay, so I don't want anybody to take anything away from Cristiano Ronaldo or Lionel Messi, but you got to, when you talk about greats of all time, especially in this generation, Ronaldinho has to be in that conversation, my brother.
Yes. One of the
and he got something that both of those guys don't have yet. A World Cup.
Yes, exactly. Messi will have his own. He will have his own.
But I think
France is going to send Morocco home, and that'll be it.
I think that's going to be a great final. Messi and Mbappe in the final. Dear God.
Yes, I'm hoping for it. I'm praying for it. It'll be great to see.
And like I told you, man, we started off, we mastered Argentina's corn early on in this whole thing. But guess what, Pearly? They shut us all up. They're here in the final. So
Brazil is watching it tomorrow. So I'm excited about the future of Brazil, but we'll talk about that another time.
We're going to get to the break now and let Michael Fabiano take us home. They're waiting on the flip side of the break with Sports Illustrated Waiver Wire ads for all of you fantasy football aficionados heading in. Good stuff as always. We'll pick up the conversation tomorrow. And definitely, it's Lakers and Celtics tonight on the docket. That's the game of the night.
Yes, sir. I'll be watching it.
All right, man. Be safe. Bon appetit with whatever you chef up in the air fryer. And for everybody who chimed in today, good stuff, man. And be good, Bahamas. And if you can't be good at it. Let me go finish watching this SBF soap opera.
I'm messing with the air fryer tonight. I gave Far East tonight. I'm messing with the air fryer. They gave Far East.
Oh, stop it. Oh, yeah. Arigato-san. Enjoy your yum-yum dim sum.
Later.
Hey, God.
Kick off the holiday season with Dunkin's 3 delicious signature lattes made with rich espresso and topped with whipped cream. Sip a Dunkin' peppermint mocha latte with mocha and peppermint, or try a toasted white chocolate latte with creamy white chocolate flavor. The new Dunkin' brown features notes of sweet brown sugar and holiday spices. Hurry in today. The Dunkin' holiday lattes are only in town for the holiday season. The holidays run on Dunkin'.
Hershey Simon Games has a list of names. Yes, we brought it back. 20 gets you in, 12 is to win. Right now, we'll put money on your book. You can have a very Merry Christmas on your wish list. 12 is a cash must with Hershey Simon Games. It's the game you know, the friends you trust. You may play with them, but you win with us.
For every $20 deposit, you're entered to win cash.
Here we go.
J.S.
To think of the bank as ATM machine. If I wanted a new car, new furniture, a weekend trip to Miami, no problem, just max out the credit card or top up my loan. I was a big baller until I realized that 75% of my salary, all those loans. Fidelity's personal financial coaching was the best solution. Fidelity gave me a plan with a debt consolidation loan that has a built-in savings that pays 5% interest. I now only have one low monthly payment, plus money in Fidelity Bank. A call at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit any of Fidelity's locations or visit a website at fidelitygroup.com.
Christmas is coming and your fingers are tingling for the KFC flavors that satisfy your cravings. Get that fried chicken holiday vibe, the KFC Festive Feast Mega Pack. Loaded with 8 boneless KFC bites of 100% white meat, a chicken leg, mashed potato with gravy, corn, a biscuit, a delicious guava dessert biscuit, and a mega-sized Pepsi. Have a finger-licking good Christmas.
This is Nahaja Black, and I am wishing you and your family happiness, joy, peace, and prosperity this holiday season, and through all of us at Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
Hey, everybody, it's Fabs here with Sports Illustrated Fantasy. And if you're listening, you probably made the congratulations. And to help you get to that next level, to win a championship, who better to talk about the waiver wire than our own Jen Piacenti? And Jen, let's start off at the quarterback position, where Brock looked real purdy last week. Sorry, I had to do it. I had to.
I think everybody's doing it because he did look real purdy. And I think what we've learned is that any quarterback in the Kyle Shanahan offense can be successful, and maybe they can even be extraordinarily successful, as was the case with Brock Purdy on Sunday when he thumped Tom Brady 35-7 in his NFL starting debut. So he put up 22 fantasy points for anyone who was watching the scoreboard. He tossed a couple of touchdowns. He ran one in. He ended up finishing as the QB6 this week. Now, he is a little bit banged up, so it's possible he doesn't start, but this is the waiver wire video, and sometimes we've got to dig deep. His next matchups, Seattle, Washington, and Las Vegas. Can't get much better than that. Of course, Mac Jones, Mike Ball, also available on waiver wires.
Let's move on to the running back position, where it's kind of thin out there, and of course it is. It's week 15, but another 49er makes your list.
Yeah, I'm interested in Jordan Mason because, first of all, there's no Deebo Samuel this week. So how is Christian McCaffrey going to be used, maybe as a receiver, maybe as a runner? And plus, we know Christian McCaffrey is injury prone. They have Seattle this week. They've given up the second most points to running backs. Meanwhile, Mason actually carried the ball 11 times on Sunday for 56 yards. That's more than 5.1 yards per carry. I think that he's going to be used in this game plan on Thursday night, and he could definitely be usable in a flex spot.
The Texans also have lost Damian Pierce, which means Rex Burkhead, Dario Ogunwale are going to be waiver wire ads. And then if people aren't paying attention, Zonovan and I might still be out there. Probably not. Same with Jerick McKinnon. At wide receiver, let's go to New Jersey, or I guess it should be New York, right? We're talking about the men in green and Elijah Moore.
Yeah, Elijah Moore. We've been waiting for him to break out, right? So finally on Sunday, he had the most targets he's had this season for a total of 10. He ran 47 routes, and he saw two more targets than Garrett Wilson. Now, Corey Davis is kind of banged up. So here's the catch. As long as Zach Wilson isn't the one starting, you got to keep your eye on Mike White, then Elijah Moore will probably be just fine and a great playoff schedule ahead.
Donovan Peoples-Jones, also worth a look. DJ Chark, although he's got a bad matchup this week. Chris Moore, if the Texans continue to be down their top two wide receivers. At tight end, like, this guy has become like one of my favorite players because now I can kind of pronounce his name right. Chigokonkwo in Tennessee. You think he's worth an ad?
I do. He's now surpassed 40 receiving yards in four of his last six games, and he's averaging 2.58 yards per route run this year, and that's the best among all NFL tight ends. Now, he saw a 15.7% target share, and he scored in week 14, but he did play fewer snaps than Austin Hooper, so he could be boom or bust, but he's a better streamer than most, especially if Tennessee remains down a few pass catchers like they were last weekend. Of course, we featured Evan Engram in our video last week, and he did very well for us as well. He's still available in about 45% of fantasy leagues.
Greg Dulcich, Evan Engram, if you're in non-competitive leagues, could be out there, but probably not. So, hey, Jen, thank you as always for the great advice. And folks, it's week 15. Get those lineups set. And we here at Sports Illustrated are going to help you win a championship. Make sure you check out that YouTube channel. Hit the subscribe button. Start, sits, waiver wire, and more.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.